eastern portions of the Midwest will likely see dry weather through a big part of this week, and we're also going to see an increase in precipitation possibly in the upper portions of the Midwest. These two events are actually tied together, and they are associated with the tropical cyclone that may be approaching the southeastern United States, and a close monitoring of the storm will likely be made as we go forward through these next few days. One of the computer forecast models that a lot of people follow suggests that the storm system will move through a lot of the Caribbean islands and then towards Florida, and maybe up into a part of the interior southeastern United States. There's still a lot of reason to be a little doubtful of the exact path, since this is not supposed to occur until we get to the late weekend, early part of next week. That leaves a lot of question about what will really be happening across the Midwest during this period of time. But if this scenario actually plays out, the eastern U.S. Midwest, the northern Delta, and portions of the Tennessee River Basin would see very little rainfall over the next 7 days, and the precipitation that does occur will be most focused on the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt, including Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin. And according to this GFS model run, there would also be thunderstorms that would occur down into parts of Kansas and some of the drier areas in southeastern Nebraska and southwestern Iowa. The theory here is that as the tropical cyclone moves into the southeastern United States, it will slow down the west-to-east movement of weather systems across the country, and a frontal boundary that's due into the western and central parts of the Midwest would likely become somewhat stationary while it waits for the tropical cyclone to pass through the eastern U.S. And as the system slows down, we end up with mostly persistent shower and thunderstorm activity from Kansas to Wisconsin and Michigan, and the end result would be some locally heavy amounts of rain. But all of that is being totally dependent on this tropical cyclone. If the forecast model is incorrect with the timing of the tropical cyclone or the destination, then this frontal boundary will be much different looking when we get into the weekend and early part of next week, and I'm betting on that. So even though it looks like the southwestern Corn Belt will likely come up with a hefty amount of rain, even winter wheat areas are being suggested to pick up on some significant rain, I think the odds are actually a little bit less likely that this will all verify, because the tropical cyclone will probably have a little different timing and or a different path. In either case, it would likely have a big influence on that frontal boundary and the potential for rain across the region. So it looks all good at the moment that there's going to be relief in the southwestern Corn Belt, but I'm a little leery about it, and we'll continue to monitor the situation closely. So for the most part of the next 7 days, the Midwest will still see status quo conditions. The only difference about this week versus last week is we're going to see warmer temperatures. Highs will be in the 80s and 90s through a fair amount of the western Corn Belt, and even in the lower parts of the region. In the eastern areas, we'll still see some 70 and 80 degree readings periodically. The warmer air will eventually work its way eastward, though, and we're likely to see at least a little bit of shower and thunderstorm activity periodically, but most of the weather systems that are associated with this week's weather forecast are really not very strong or very impressive, and a few hundredths of an inch to 5/10 of an inch of rain are most likely, with some local totals over an inch in the upper parts of the Midwest, quite similar to what we've seen in the past week or two. The outlook in parts of the U.S. Delta and southeastern states will be somewhat drier for at least a part of this coming week. The southeastern states, of course, could see a big increase in rainfall if that tropical cyclone comes along, and we'll continue to watch that rather closely. The low temperatures at night, by the way, will be back into the 50s and 60s across a big part of the Midwest as we move forward through this week. A few 40s may still occur in the upper portions of the region for a brief period over the next morning or two. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.